nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Success is not how far you have to travel, but the distance you've traveled from the start." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. Today's show is all about medical and health. In the studio today are two guests who are successful. Our first playmaker designs spinal implants that are works of art. Our second playmaker has spent 36 years in the medical field. With us today is the CEO of a device company that blesses the hand of surgeons. Our second playmaker is CEO of a medical center. These great playmakers are Danny Chan. Danny is president and CEO of Axel Spine. And Charles Nasum. He is CEO of Forest Park Medical Center, South Lake. And we're going to begin today's show with Charles. Charles Nasum serves as CEO at Forest Park Medical Center, South Lake, which is a full-service acute care hospital focusing on high-quality surgical services that include state-of-the-art procedures, an innovative imaging center, and world-class surgical equipment. Prior to joining Forest Park, Charles served as president and CEO of Louisiana Medical Center and Heart Hospital. Over the course of his 36-year career, Charles has held staff, clinical and administrative positions within several world-class systems, operating physicians' clinics, acute, specialty, long-term acute care, and behavioral hospitals, nursing homes, and outpatient service sites. Charles, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here talking about a newer hospital, because you're only about a year old. Forest Park Medical Center South Lake opened a year ago this month, June of 2013. What makes your hospital stand out?
In a word, Steve, Forest Park Medical Center really delivers resort healthcare, if you can imagine, delivering high quality, high technology, cost-effective healthcare, but paying a lot of attention to the experience that the patient has coming into the hospital. It's not unusual for patients to come up to the front desk of the hospital and ask if they have found somehow the hotel, because it feels very much like that. So Forest Park Medical Center in general and South Lake, in keeping with the theme of delivering healthcare, if Disney was delivering healthcare, it's a real experience. It's an extraordinary experience that appeals to all your senses.
Well, you use the word resort, and I wouldn't have understood that unless I had gone to your website, which is forestparksouthlake.com, and saw the video, because I've not been to your spot yet, and it looks like a resort from the outside and the inside. Was it designed that way?
Very much so. You know, Forest Park started in 2009 in Dallas, opened a second hospital in Frisco 2 years ago, and of course, South Lake a year ago. And we've got three hospitals getting ready to open, two of them before the end of summer in Fort Worth and in Fort Worth and San Antonio. And then in the beginning of 2015, in Austin. So we're very excited. And it is the foundation. It's healthcare delivered the way that physicians could deliver healthcare if, in fact, they own the hospitals. And that's the Forest Park model. It's a physician-owned and governed organization. And the focus is very much patient and physician-centric. So it is very much about delivering an extraordinary experience to the patient.
Well, I want to ask you about the patient experience and also the physician experience too. But before we get into that, I want to ask you about your background. I mentioned some of it. I think that you said I read the last spot you were at was in Louisiana. But tell us a little bit about your background. How do you become the CEO of a medical center?
You know, Steve, I can say how I became a CEO, but I'll bet there are as many paths as CEOs out there. So my story started as pre-med student at George Washington University and working clinically for many years in a hospital that I lived nearby in Northern Virginia as a registered cardiovascular tech. And it wasn't until being promoted to a supervisor and assistant director that I went back and did a graduate degree in healthcare administration. And then the last 15 years, I've had the pleasure of working with some great teams throughout the country. So my background was clinical to start with, and then management and ultimately administration. It's been very helpful having a clinical background. It's interesting that in our field, typically we have people that come out with their graduate degree and maybe a business undergraduate degree, and they kind of have to learn, if you will, what it is we do, which is deliver healthcare. So it's very helpful to have that clinical background.
So you're saying that most or many CEOs at hospitals do not have a medical background?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Classically, not unusually, you have someone who has an undergraduate degree in business and then has an MBA or a master's in healthcare administration. And over time, and they'll move from being an assistant administrator to associate administrator, chief operating officer, CEO, never really having touched the patients per se.
Well, hospitals have changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years, as you use the word resort. But I also noticed that the Dallas Business Journal awarded the hospital, was it one of the best places to work?
Indeed. So as gorgeous as the buildings are, as over the top and stunning as the buildings are, the minute you walk in, you're immediately de-stressed, you feel comfortable and relaxed. There's a Starbucks in the lobby. It's just very familiar. The buildings really come to life with the people. And again, so another philosophy is looking for the best and brightest. Our hospitals primarily are smaller hospitals. Ours is 54 beds and 12 operating rooms. So we don't need 1,000 people. We need 200 of the best and brightest. So because of the reputation that Forest Park has when they open, we typically get lots of resumes for positions, people that want to be in that atmosphere, that environment, that feel good about that philosophy. So we get lots of well-educated people, strong experience and skills, and then we interview very, very decidedly for personality, being good servant leaders, being compassionate, passionate about what they do. And boy, Steve, as you know, as a business owner and a leader, that's probably, maybe 10% or less of the population that have that heart. And that's what we look for. And they really bring the building to life.
Well, outside of the building itself, and you have a gorgeous building from the video that I've seen. I want to ask you more about the patient experience in a second. It's the employees that make it work. You could have a rundown building with fantastic employees and still have a great experience. But you also have a great building too. Now, tell us a little bit about the artwork and the sculpture, especially when you drive up to the facility.
Again, immediately you want people to feel that they're appealed to by their senses. So you'll see a lot of waterfalls, which appeal to all of us. You know, water and the sound of running water is comforting and relaxing, soothing. So you'll see waterfalls from the entranceway as you're walking up to the hospital. And once you get in the lobby, you sense waterfalls. The architecture is very whimsical and nuanced. We try to build hospitals that blend in with the community. So Dallas is a very contemporary, kind of a chrome, if you will, and steel glass, very, very elegant. Southlake is a resort kind of a feel, kind of a lodge feel, if you will, dark woods and a lot of tactile surfaces. So the buildings are purposely built to work in the community, if you will, and yet appeal to the senses of what do I see when I come in? What are the surfaces that I'm touching? Is the food, taste? Does it taste like hospital food, which unfortunately is the brunt of many bad jokes? So in the Forest Park model, we hire executive chefs whose art is preparing great meals, and then we give them great ingredients and staff associates processes so they can actually create a great meal for patients and for families. It takes care of taste. The air is fresh and scented. The buildings are actually built to be LEED certified, so they're leading engineering, environmental design buildings. They're actually healthy buildings, if you will, and very contemporary and environmentally sound and sensitive.
Well, in today's environment, physicians and even hospitals want to get patients out as quickly as possible. They design the surgery and everything so they don't have to stay there a long time, but you want them to enjoy their time there. We were talking before. I heard there's cattle outside the window and looking over into a ranch. Is that correct?
That's right, Steve. You know, when we tour people through the hospital, which we do oftentimes at request, many of the rooms look out on the Milsner Ranch, which happens to back to Forest Park Southlake. I'd like to tell people that that the visionaries built the ranch so that the patients would have the view, but reality, of course, is the ranch was there before us. But it does afford a gorgeous view. It's like being looking out on a painting. It is very relaxing. Cattle and horses kind of milling on the ranch as you look out your broad, expansive windows from your patient bed. And so we do have patients ask if they can stay an extra day or two, which is unusual in a hospital. And the other reaction that we often get on tour is patients, potential patients asking themselves, I wonder what it is I could get done to actually stay here because it's such a nice environment.
Well, going to your website again is forestparksouthlake.com. There's a banner across the bottom that says Dallas Cowboys. Tell us about the partnership that you formed with the Cowboys.
Well, this is the first year that we were able to have a partnership with the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are an iconic brand here in Texas, and arguably they are, you know, America's team. You know, it's a great team. It's a great brand. Many of the philosophies that the Dallas Cowboys have are philosophies that we have. And talking about team, and in fact, there are a lot of synergies and likenesses between sports, if you will, football in particular, maybe, and healthcare. You know, we think of our surgeons as quarterbacks, but they are no better than the person that has to catch the ball, the person that has to hand the tools to them, the person that has to block and tackle. I guess the biggest difference would be in our arena, we're playing our Super Bowl every day, every patient. But a lot of synergies, and so we're very excited to partner with the Dallas Cowboys because there are similarities in our philosophies and delivering excellence and having extraordinary teams and strong playbooks, if you will. So that's it's a wonderful partnership. We're happy to promote the Dallas Cowboys and glad that they've chosen us to promote as well.
Well, in addition to that, even though you've been open for about a year, you have a new Spine Care Institute. How is that fitting in with everything else you're doing?
Steve, we're continually looking to grow with the community and identify opportunities to do things that the community wants us to do, that our surgeon-physician partners like us to do. And so over the year, our surgeons and the community have identified that they would really like to have a comprehensive kind of one-stop shop, if you will, to get spine and neuro care. And so we're working with our partners, about 15 of the surgeons and physicians that specialize in orthopedic spine care, neurosurgery, neurology, chiropractic medicine, rehab, fitness, and pain management, and putting together a spine care institute that's actually going to launch in July, this summer, and it will provide comprehensive, essentially one-stop shopping for people that have spine and neuro conditions. It'll offer that same level of care and attention, cost-effective, high-quality, caring, compassionate, ownership of the patient, if you will. We want to make sure that they're well taken care of for life because those are complex conditions, and those patients oftentimes have suffered for years in discomfort and pain and oftentimes get shuffled throughout the system. We want to provide them a final and best solution.
As an individual who has suffered with that, pain management is a big part of it, too. Tell us in the last few seconds how listeners can get a hold of you and the hospital.
You bet. Well, the website is forestparkmc.com, and if you go to forestparkmc.com, you can choose any one of our six hospitals, and it'll launch you into our individual websites. That's a good way. And then locally, the phone number to get in touch with Forest Park Medical Center Southlake is 817-865-4400. That's our local number.
Thank you very much, Charles. It's been a terrific show. Thank you for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
A true playmaker, Charles Nasum. He is CEO of Forest Park Medical Center South Lake. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk to the CEO of a company that makes pieces that go into the individuals in the hospital. We're going to talk to Danny Chan. He's president and CEO of Axel Spine, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you a veteran? Do you need a job? The America's Future Series, in association with Dallas Baptist University, is having a free veteran hiring fair on Tuesday, August 12th at the Dallas campus of DBU. More than 50 Dallas area employers will be there in order to fill open positions with qualified veterans like you. You must register to attend, so go to americasfs.org and register today. That's americasfs.org. See you there.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is a medical theme today. And we're going to speak with Danny Chan. Danny is president, CEO, and co-founder of Excel Spine, a national medical device company headquartered in Dallas. Danny's vision for Excel Spine was to create a business that brings value to doctors, patients, and society as a whole. The company designs, develops, and manufactures spinal implants and instruments to, in quote, bless the hands of the surgeons, unquote, who utilize them. Originally aspiring to become a neurosurgeon, Danny has a deep respect for the profession and a passion for helping surgeons improve patient experiences and outcomes. He has more than a decade of experience in the medical and healthcare fields. Danny, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
The fact that I had a hip surgery and a hip prosthesis put in has helped me appreciate the business you're in. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit before we get into what you make, how you got into the medical device industry.
Sure. Steve, I learned about the industry and got into this field almost by an accident. My early passion was to become a neurosurgeon, and therefore, I was pre-med in college, and then went further to study the brain. And,
well, let's stop right here. Why did you want to become a neurosurgeon?
There's something stimulating about the brain. For some reason, I don't know what it was, but there's something about that just kept attracting me. And there's one particular part of the brain called the substantia nigra, which is responsible for basically producing dopamine, and lack of will result in Parkinson's disease. And something about that, it just drew me closer, and I wanted to learn more about it. But after doing so, working in labs, and I didn't know that this is really my calling, or, unless you're in it, you really never know whether this is for you. So, and I think the timing had a lot to do with it. That was a time of internet boom. I mean, it seems like just so much was going on outside. And literally, I was inside looking out, and seemed like all the action was happening outside, and I wasn't part of that. And I so wanted to be. And doing so, I gave it much thought, and decided to do a just complete radical sabbatical, and just leave my science and learn more about business. Started taking some business classes, and decided to go for my MBA. And that's when it really opened my eyes and learned the language and world of business, the venture capital, the private equity, the internal rate of return, all these terms that were so new to me, yet exhilarating. There's so much behind these terms. And what I decided to do was, me and a few other buddies that I had in my class, my colleagues, we got together and started a company called Patient Safety Solutions, which was my first foot into the real world of healthcare and learn about hospital systems, how they operate. And we got to compete at a business plan contest. We won, we got first place, and then we got to compete at Rice University. We did very well there. And since then, my life had changed. I had seen a world that that never existed prior to this. And since then, I've been involved in several other startups, mainly in technology, voice over IP, and then international business. And I'll share this one thing. When you're an entrepreneur, you meet so many different people from different walks of life, and you never know how those dots may connect, if ever, and may lead to something of substance, right? And that's really the story behind Excel Spine, just meeting the right people, learning about the industry, and finding ways to combine my experience and passion for healthcare and respect for the field, and blending in the technology and business side of it. I wanted to create something that we can make a difference, and give a lot of thought. And what I wanted to do was create a company that ultimately blessed the hands of the surgeons, yet directly impacting the lives of patients. And that was the basis of Vision for Excel Spine. And since then, I never stopped. We just went at it.
Well, I want to ask you two questions to go along with that. The first part of it is, how did you name the business Excel Spine? Mm-hmm. And secondly, implants have been around for a long time.
Correct.
This is not brand new. How do your implants, because you want to bless the hands of the surgeons.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about the names you've given some of these implants in a moment. But how are, so first of all, the name, how did you get the name of your business? And how are your implants different from those that have been used up to this point?
Okay. Yeah. So the reason why we picked the artistry themes, if you go to our website, you can see that we have products named after some of the famous artists, the Van Gogh, the Matisse system, the Degas system. Cezanne, we're working on the Klimt, we're working on Michelangelo.
So you see your industry as art rather than just science.
You know, one of the things I've learned was that, you know, when we work with surgeons, you know, we view them as clinicians, right? They're healthcare providers. But one of the things from my perspective is that they're really engineers. And several surgeons that I know have engineering background, and some of the ideas that they come up with are just brilliant. And I'm wondering if it was simple as just taking that idea and developing a product, I mean, it would just be remarkable. But, you know, there are a lot of things that would have to happen before you can do that. And the reason why we picked the artistry theme was because there was a correlation. If you study some of the most famous artists in history, you know, a lot of them were engineers. They were genius in their field, and they were able to express their genius through art. So we saw a correlation there. And, you know, when you're developing a product, you know, there's a series of steps that you have to go through. And this is kind of bleeding into your second question. You have to go from idea, concept, design, prototype, manufacture, then you have to market. So there's a lot of things you have to do before you actually take it to market. And there really isn't a shortcut to that. And the reason why our products are different is that what we do is we focus on what I call the three Fs, which is the function, feature, and fashion side of it, right? There's so many products in the marketplace where they focus on feature and functionality of it. It does what it needs to do 80% and good. They high five, they move on. What we like to do is fashion is just as important as the feature and function part of the instrument. So by that, I mean, it's almost like a car. You could build a car that does what it does, takes you to point A to point B. It could have great features and options, but if it's aesthetically, if it's not appealing, if it's not attractive, then it just doesn't get the respect that it should. So, you know, we like to focus on the three Fs, and when it does, I think the experience is a lot more rewarding.
So you're focused on a lot more than most companies are doing with implants. But I also understand that you've received 8 clearances for spinal implants from the U.S. FDA in the last couple of years. Now, I understand also that's a lot higher than average. How have you developed that success in such a short period of time?
You know, that's a great question, Steve. Now, there are a couple things I would attribute to the success. One is, again, when you're developing a product, you know, there really isn't a shortcut to doing that. But one of the things I've noticed and one of the opportunities that I capitalized on was when you're going through design, concept, and idea and modeling, so much time is being wasted just getting the approval and decision making. There's layers of management you have to go through. I wiped that out. And we were able to place the right people in the right places and they putting a right skill set and having a laser focused, a sharp focus and executable tasks, just getting it done. And that was one, just really being focused, having the right people in the right place. Second thing is I was able to structure a unique business model with some of the larger companies. I didn't have the infrastructure nor the type of funding some of the larger companies did. So I was able to piggyback off of another larger company. We had a great business relationship. And that is what really took us a bullet train. And with our ideas and combining our strength and their infrastructure, we're able to push through about 4 or 5 products in the first 2 years. So just to clarify, we cleared 8 products through the FDA the first 2 years. And the 30, we cleared 3 more. So now we have a total of 12 products that have cleared the FDA.
That's absolutely amazing. Now, you have a medical background, but in just hearing what you said, it sounds like you spent a lot of time speaking with physicians, with surgeons to find out what they want. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, the idea is anytime we have a project, we have great ideas that get submitted, but at the same time, we will never promise we're going to make every product. But what we find is that some of these great ideas can piggyback of another existing product. And a lot of times those ideas all combine together. And going back to the whole naming construction, right? The product development, it involves much of science, mathematics, technology, art, and I'm pretty sure every idea that we get, we can find some way to incorporate that and express it in what we call the master's collection, which is the other 12 products that we have in the market.
Well, you're acting as an agent of, nature in helping develop something that's almost better than we had put into us originally. But I want to ask one question that's going to be a little bit different what we talk mm-hmm. about. I understand you went to Ethiopia with some of your employees mm-hmm. on a medical mission trip. How did that fit in with XL Spine?
You know, it's before I answer that, I'll say this. I'll start the company because we wanted to make a difference. And by that meaning, you know, somehow we all got here because somebody gave us a hand, right? And I think it is important to not only remember that, but never forget that. And one of the things I encourage our company and all the employees, I get involved. It's never too early. It's never too late. And we encourage all the employees to go out and be active member of some charity organization or giving back or becoming a community servant of some sort. And right now, our company is an active supporter of Alzheimer's Foundation, the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, and a Big Brother, Big Sister program. And early this year, we were actually a participant in the Walt Disney and Steve Harvey show. It was an outreach program for the youth, selecting 100 students to actively engage and having the opportunity to talk to surgeons, what it's like, walking the shoes of a surgeon. But not only that, but the hard work and the dedication and the sacrifice you would have to make to get to where they are. And there's nothing that shows reality than actually talking to them, spending a day with them. So we had a crew, several employees that participated in that event, and we had a camera crew, and it was a really fun day. So that's one of the example, and the whole Ethiopia, that was truly a rewarding experience. And I'll share this. A couple of retired surgeons, they've assembled a team, and this team was basically CEOs of different background. One was in software and then soft drinks, and another one was in construction, and one was in medical, which was myself. And I've had the honor and privilege to meetings with some of the highest government officials and finding ways to help drive their economic development, growth, and creating a system in which they can build upon. So while I was there, I got to visit 4 hospitals and see how they operate. Spent a half day with three physicians working with patients and see what their healthcare was like. And I'll tell you, Steve, I was taken back. I was humbled as to how much they were able to do with so little. And it really is a moment of reflection on how lucky we are to have what we have, but also at the same time, provide an opportunity for us to get involved at such an infant stage where can 20 years later can develop into something much greater.
Wish we can talk more about that because that's an interesting story in itself. But tell everybody how they can get a hold of you or your company.
Oh, if you want to learn more, you can always go to our website, www.xlspine.com. That's A-C-C-E-L. And the reason why we call it XL is because we needed a niche. We wanted to do repeat what we do best, which is we got to get quick to market. And that's part of the reason why we call ourselves XL Spine. Well,
Danny, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Danny Chan is President and CEO of XL Spine. It's A-C-C-E-L, xlspine.com. Thank you very much for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show. You can also join us at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com. And we're going to be back again next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, playmakerstalkshow.com.